us pick right up where we were just before the break. This is one of the radicals talking about what's true and what's not true. This is one of those revolutionaries. And when confronted with the truth, she doesn't seem very revolutionary at all. Listen.
How do you feel about them taking over the building right now?
I think that their cause is a just cause, and I hope that the administration really hears their demands. I think they're just demands.
Do you feel like it was right to hold three of the janitor workers hostage with inside of the building?
I think that's a really false narrative.
That's what the janitors are saying, that they weren't allowed to leave.
I think that that's a really false narrative.
Even if the janitors are saying that, you're saying that that's not true.
I think that it's a really false narrative that the students took anyone hostage.
How do you feel about some of the Jewish students saying that they don't feel safe here on campus?
I think that this is also a really false narrative that's being promoted.
Do you think October 7th and the attack that happened is a false narrative? Do you believe that some of the women were raped?
My colleague just came back. One
so this is what happened.
Can you get out of my face, please?
So this is what you see at these protests. Once you get into the nitty-gritty of what happened on October the 7th, the rape of women.
Can you get out of my face, please? If the facts don't fit our little, you know, revolution, then we don't know what's going on. If you say it didn't happen, I guess that's good enough. I mean, after all, the squad says all of this is just peaceful protesting that are calling for an end to genocide in Gaza. You see, it's all just misunderstood. Remember the anti-Semites, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and all the others, Rashida Tlaib, flat out lying about the protests? Here they are.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
I just wanted to see and make sure that that we were hearing from the young people that it is peaceful, that they want the issue to be focused on the demands that they are making.
It is very important for people to be able to have the right to protest nonviolently. They are peaceful protests, and to continue to support free speech.
Peaceful protests, please. But the battle lines have been drawn. The Columbia War already being fought inside the Beltway. It was fought out on the campus last night, as it was in UCLA, across the country as well. On Capitol Hill, it's turned into a demand for change and a demand for action right now. People have had enough of this. Elise Stefanik nails Columbia and its president to the wall in these comments. Listen.
The world is watching as the leadership of our so-called elite colleges and universities continue to fail to condemn anti-Semitism and protect Jewish students on campus. Just look at the abject failure of Columbia's president to enforce their own code of conduct that they gave lip service to during the recent education and workforce hearing. Last night, the pro-Hamas anti-Semitic mob took over an academic building. The university leadership has lost complete control. It is a disgrace, and it is untenable, and we as House Republicans will hold them to account. I will continue to lead on this issue, and House Republicans will expand our efforts on oversight with additional committee chairs with an announcement later today.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has finally found his political legs by demanding an end to the open racism, anti-Semitism on college campuses. He finally found an issue he can take charge of. It took a long time, but, well, here we are, and here he is.
Anti-Semitism is a virus, and because the administration and woke university presidents aren't stepping in, we're seeing it spread. We have to act, and House Republicans will speak to this fateful moment with moral clarity. We really wish those in the White House would do the same. We will not allow anti-Semitism to thrive on campus, and we will hold these universities accountable for their failure to protect Jewish students on campus.
And despite the size of some of those protests, that are in large part not even students from these various schools, the courage of many in the Jewish community to stand up is rising to the top. They're not afraid to stand up to the cry bullies calling for another 10-7 every day, which is disgusting to say the least. Jewish students and their supporters are not afraid to fight back. Here's an example.
Over the last couple of weeks, we have witnessed pro-Hamas protesters setting up encampments all over the country. While they cower behind their masks and hide who they are, we stand tall and proudly and voice our message to the world. Israel is not going anywhere. The Jewish people are not going anywhere.
The Jewish people are not going anywhere. Some students on campus are just flat out making fun of the kids that are ranting about Palestine when they have no idea what they're talking about most of the time. Here's another example.
It's a very leftist, like people on the left, a huge LGBTQ population in that crowd. They have no idea what would happen if they were to step foot in Palestine. They'd be stoned and beheaded. Israel, in fact, is one of the only nations, I believe it's the only nation in the Middle East, that supports LGBTQ people. I find it ridiculous that you have so many people in that crowd that are so ignorant of this fact.
Yeah. And on some campuses, like the University of North Carolina, the support for Israel and the demand to remove American-hating punks is getting rave reviews. That's right, at UNC Chapel Hill, a Palestinian rag was removed and replaced with an American flag. And the crowd, well, they loved it. Listen. Getting smashed. The little cockroaches getting smashed and rubbed out. Take your Palestinian flag and, well, you know, this is America. We fly the American flag. No other flags over government buildings. State flags, federal flags, period. I'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.